was meant to stop at 10,000 and went straight through to 14,000. Everyone went, whoa. All the crypto people went, holy crap. And if it busts 14,000, it's going to then push 17 to 20,000. And what people don't understand is that this market, all the talk is Americans. Americans and Europeans, but especially Americans, they're all talking. That's all the ecosystem you hear, is all these Americans talking about it. And Americans and Europeans are on holiday. So the big institutional money in New York are on holiday. They're not buying, getting into this new market. They get into it in September, which is when the New York Stock Exchange back platform goes live in September. So the New York Stock Exchange has a crypto platform for Bitcoin Futures Exchange, and that has been, that was opened in the start of July for customers, and they've been adding customers now, a flood of institutional customers in New York, and it goes formally live in September.
So
the point is that, do I think, yeah, everyone thinks it'll go through 20,000, and because everyone thinks it'll go through 20,000, it'll go through 20,000.
Will there be a third wave? Is that a stupid question?
No, it's not a stupid question. The third wave in this space will be what's called the professionalisation. So what happens is that the next wave will all be institutions punting on it, buying Bitcoin because they think Bitcoin will go up, not buying Bitcoin because they think they should be using it to transfer money and all that sort of stuff. There'll be another big speculative wave that I think, that currently it's around 300 billion, that I think it'll take it to something like 3 trillion. And 3 trillion for an asset class is so small it nearly should be an asset class. Okay, when you think that commercial property is 220 trillion, when equities is nearly 80 trillion. So 4 trillion, 3 trillion, 10 trillion is really small. But what it is 10 times what this is.
And it's what you were saying earlier, you have to know when to take the profit. You have to know when to actually
take profit. No one knows when to take the profit.
It's no, just, I'm just saying.
It's just when you've got a lot of money, you know, when you've bought Bitcoin, as I said to my son, boy, you bought the thing at around $2,500. It's now, you know, 6 times that. It's time to take some money out. And because he was a smart ass, I said, I'm taking the whole lot. And he had to go to university. And I wanted my car back.
I'm glad you said earlier that you were going to extend the date of the price increase to the end of September.
I didn't say that. And that brings us on to the Datcoin. Okay? Look, Datcoin. I want to show you. So the Datcoin is the community coin. The critical thing to understand about crypto is that you have payment coins, which is like Libra and Bitcoin. So it's about paying for things as a currency. Then you have things, coins that operate within its own ecosystem. So the best way to imagine this is the US dollar and the euro is used all around the world, okay? But the Polish zloty is only used in Poland. Do you understand? If someone turns around to you here and go, I don't have any pounds, can I play in zloty? You'll go, don't be so stupid. So the amount value of zlotys in Poland is based on the economy of Poland. So in the last 20 years, the economy of Poland has grown dramatically, so the amount of zlotys and its value has grown dramatically as well. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So imagine DAXI being an innovation economy, a global economy, and inside that economy, okay, in that economy, we will use it, okay? So this has been bounced when I moved it. These are the four uses of the Datcoin. First use is exchange benefits. This is classic crypto exchange coin. So you own the coin, and because of that, you have benefits using the exchange. At the moment, that has no value, okay? Because the exchange is too small, but in the future, they will have benefits. The most famous coin here is called Binance Coin. It's one of the biggest coins in the world. It's an exchange coin. Focus on that, all right?
Yeah.
So it can have huge value. Affiliate commission. So Ben sponsors someone in Australia, okay, and makes and earns bonuses. We don't call them commissions, we call them bonuses. So, bonuses. So, he earns bonuses in Australia. The reason why that he can be paid easily and often is because he can be paid in Datcoin. He doesn't want Aussie dollars, he wants Datcoin because Datcoin can immediately happen in the UK. And it means that as his team goes around the world, it means that all of the world, each country has its own ecosystem because it has its own license. So the UK has to have a British license. Australia has the Australian license. Malaysia needed a Malaysian license, okay? But over the world can have an affiliate system because everything's in the Datcoin.
And they all get paid in DACs.
All get paid in Datcoin. Yeah. Okay?
Into one portfolio, one wallet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Individual wallet, yeah.
Do you see the split between what you've purchased in DAC versus your bonuses that you've received?
Not
in
yet.
DAC?
We do, not but you don't.
Yeah, okay. It shows in the transaction file because it will show as affiliate bonus or a transfer.
We just haven't put that in place. Mm. We just haven't put that in place at the moment because in reality, as you're about to see, in reality, we won't. Number one, we have to do the split.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just a feature that we just could be stuffed doing because the guys are too busy. And the second thing is that won't be important in the future when the DAC coin is listed.
Yeah.
And publicly listed, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay. So, community currency, what that means is that imagine here, so we want customers and they'll go in Warwick, there will be a Easy Trading Masters workshop. Okay. Easy Trading Masters workshop with, you know, David, the trader guru, all right? And so he has 30 people in this room here, and he's teaching them about easy trading, and you've charged them for the day, you've charged them £50 or £100,
mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah?
So they're learning how to make money, so let's call it £100 as it should be, all right? Mm-hmm. So they're learning, and they're going to spend 4 hours or 5 hours, whatever, learning, okay? The reality is that a lot of these people will have DAC coins and we want them to pay in DAC coins, okay? Also, if you had part of this was online, maybe that course was online and there were people who had heard about you and some people needed to pay from overseas. A lot of education these days is actually international.
Mm.
So rather than paying in US dollars, you pay in
DAC
coins because you have DAC coins, you're paying in DAC coins, it becomes a currency, okay? But it's only a currency in our world, okay? The fourth one is new offers, and that's that idea. That's this fundamental part of our world, which says an offer gets launched in the UK, okay? They raise 4 million, 1 million is in DAC coins because we can offer it around the world, okay?
And the DAX coin is immediately usable. Is it if you let's say you bought a package of 1,000, you got a mixture of every coin, and then you got 20% of it is in DAX coin.
Yeah.
Now that 20% can you then use, like you said, now if you are going for a lesson?
Yeah, you can't at the moment. You can't at the moment because this.
You can't or you can.
You can't. You
not at the moment.
You because the ecosystem has been built out.
Right. Okay.
And the point is when you look at the value of any currency, it doesn't make it whether it's DAC coin or anything, it's based on the ecosystem that you're building. And when you look at this, you have, and if this was a country, so this is Australia, so you imagine Australia, this market booms, it's not just in crypto, it's in crowd finance, okay? So you're talking the four different uses in that country to a point whereby in Australia, they make 1,000 listings. They do 1,000 fundings. So the whole economy in Australia may be such that they need you know, $100 million in Daxi Australia. Okay? Does that make sense to you? Because internally, they're actually turning over $1 billion, but they have $100 million of DAC coins that they're using, that they're earning. Okay? And the point is that you then add that to a whole lot of different countries. What we're doing is this year, so we're focusing this year on Australia. We'll add New Zealand and Oceania. So Australia actually is going to cover everything from Papua New Guinea out to bloody American Samoa and New Zealand and all that sort of stuff. So that's Australia. Well, so we'll have Australia, UK, and then we'll have European Union open, but we're not going to focus on the European Union unless something dramatically happens in one some country that then will look after it, but just people want it open. And remember, the fourth area was rest of the world. Yes. And so what we're going to do is we'll have that what we call AZO, Australia, New Zealand, Oceania. So that market, UK, EU, and we're possibly we're just doing all the research on it. We're possibly going to have the fourth one will be actually Singapore, Malaysia. Mm-hmm. The Malaysian licensing. Flipping nightmare, but we have all of the sort of pieces doing. We've had all the things. The reality was we can only do that when we do it really seriously because they want a huge amount of money. Okay, so we're on hold because of it. You have to have a huge amount of money to back the licensing, and so we thought we might partner it with Singapore.
And they're very strict as well. The monetary market is. If they can catch somebody like Neil,
they're no more stronger than any market. And we think by partnering with Singapore and Malaysia partner well. So that's areas that we'll look after personally. And next year we will then launch licensing. And we'll license literally everywhere in the world. So everything we do is designed to be then franchised. We will franchise literally every other country in the world because we will already know how to do it.
Just a thought for Malaysia, have you tried bribing him?
Remember, I even thought. Yeah.